My name is Pearl Gross, and I like to do a little bit of comedy once in a while about my brother Bob. You know, you've heard Bob speak to sing tonight. He gets kind of nervous when he gets up here, you know. I got all the talent, but he got the rules. Oh, I tell you something else. I have to watch him all the time. I've got three kids and seven grandkids. Just had one born the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. So a little girl named Samantha, but she's a sweet little doll. But he got the looks. First, I'd like to tell you a joke about my brother Bob. You know, we travel all over the South. Bob is something else. I tell you, I get so embarrassed when I'm with Bob. He's terrible. The other day, Bob went down on the beach, you know, he's 90-pound weak when, you know, down there in that 200-pound bully. Knocked the sand in his face. Bob said, I gotta gain some weight. He come home and gain some weight, all right. He got up to 200 pounds. And guess what? He went back to that there beach, and that 400-pound bully kicked the sand in his face. Do you think he's gonna gain 400 pounds? Probably will, the way he eats. And we went down south here a while back. We was at this gas station, and Bob got out. Always gotta go faster. Every time we stop, that man has to ask, we're stopping like Louis here. Well, he went to the bathroom, and when he got to that bathroom, come out, this old dog, this old mangy looking dog started ambling across the parking lot. And Bob said, sir, can your dog bite? Sir said, nope. My dog don't bite. Bob reached down and pet that old dog. That dog took his hand off. Get to that. Bob said, I thought you said your dog didn't bite, man. And he said, that ain't my dog. Bob went across town the other day on the bus. He's all the time. Like I said, he's just such an embarrassing place. He went across town the other day on the bus. Jumped out and Hardware. Y'all know what Ace Hardware is, right? He's running Ace Hardware. But I need a bounce back. The lady said, well, just a minute, sir. I'm waiting on a customer. Bob said, well, hurry up in a hurry. I gotta catch a bus. And she tell her, we ain't got one. That's it. So see, I'm telling you, he's just embarrassing me all the time. I'd like to sing a couple of songs tonight. And the first one is in honor of a fellow that I used to go to church with, Ernest Hatfield. And he would, if he were alive, he would be somewhere around 103 years old right now.